Welcome to Rooting For You, a seasonal gardening podcast for non-experts. I'm Tess, and I know nothing.
And I'm Elise, and I know some things.
Each week, we'll chat about one gardening topic, and then discuss the effort-reward payoff by asking, is the juice worth the squeeze? Just a heads up, there might be a bit of swearing in this episode. You've been warned. This week's topic came in as a request from a listener, so a shout out to Megan. And on that, you can always send us through episode suggestions on Instagram. But today, we're talking about fruit salad trees. Now, unless we're growing some kind of magical watermelon, banana, apple, strawberry, passion fruit tree, I'm completely lost. So, starting with the very basic here, what on earth is a fruit salad tree?
I do think the name fruit salad tree is probably giving it a little more cred than it deserves. But basically what it is, it's a single tree that is multi-grafted. So different limbs of the tree have different fruits growing on them.
This is some kind of Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Frankston.
This is some kind of Frankenstein level of craziness here.
It is. And it is really cool, right, to have one tree. And you can, I mean, you can have, like, there are people that have, like, made this their life mission and have one tree with, like, 200 types of apple on them or something.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, you can go nuts with this. The average fruit salad tree, I would say, has, like, 4 or 5, max 6 different types.
When we're talking about the different plants that we can graft on, mm-hmm. Is it in the same species? So you can have 2 different kinds of apples, or could you do an apple and a pear in one?
You're exactly right. It has to be within, to be successful, it has to be in the same species.
Okay.
So that's why I think the name is a little bit ostentatious.
Completely.
Because if you could have a passion fruit, a watermelon,
a banana,
an apple, a mango and a banana on the one tree, then I would say you are nailing the fruit salad tree. But what we're in practice, this is the 3 groups that we see them. We see the citrus. So we see a lemon, lime, mandarin, grapefruit, orange.
Whoa.
Which is fun.
That
You're not turning your nose up at that.
No, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
I immediately want one of those.
Tessa's face has gone from why are we doing this episode to like where do I get one?
That's all of your citruses in
that's
one
all
tree.
Your citrus.
Wow.
I mean, I do have some cons. We'll get to that. But yes, theoretically, that's all your citrus in
okay,
one tree.
Okay, so citrus is one type. What's
citrus
the next
is one type. Apples.
Yep.
Given how many types of apples there are endless possibilities with the amount of apples. Apples is probably the most common one where people go nuts with all the different varieties. The other one that's probably the closest to a fruit salad would be the stone fruit family. So on this, you can have peaches, plums, nectarines, and apricots.
Okay, I want one of those too.
Yeah, that one's quite fun. So you can't put your apple on your stone fruit, etc. Oh, you can also do your Asian pears, so like your nashi pears and a few other types of pears. They can be on one
right
as well. That one less common. But the citrus, the apple, the stone fruit, they're your main fruit salad trees. The fruit on each arm will be true to type, exactly the same size, flavour, ripening times, blah, 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 as if it was on its own tree.
This is wizardry.
Well, you know, we've actually talked about this before without even realising it in the grafting.
Yes.
We talked about grafting.
And that was the passion fruit episode, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
So in that, what we talked about was often, and same with bare-rooted fruit trees, this also came up. In often when we buy fruit trees today, we have, it has a rootstock, which is a really strong plant that has a rootstock that's, you know, great for your area, great for your temperature, great for your soil, super productive, super disease resistant. And what they do is then graft on it the plant that you want. So in our case, the fancy passion fruit, the black passion fruit, it's probably what most of us are growing, that's grafted on a really strong rootstock. When you go to the nursery and you buy, even when you buy a lemon tree or an orange tree, often that'll be a grafted citrus that has some really strong rootstock and then has the tree part is actually a totally different plant. Everyone listening could have these trees and not even realize it in their house. Like it's a common technique where you graft join different plants together.
And the way you would tell, I think I remember this from the passion fruit, is you can see a little like horizontal or a line that was it creates like a join.
Yeah, and you can actually see the bark or the whatever the plant is. Passion fruit's not really barky, but the outside of the plant is often looks different. So the bark is different. Oh,
from like the grafted on bit to the root.
The very base bit, the root to the top bit, you'll see a line where the bark significantly changes, and that's not normal. So with other trees, we have the root and we have the top, and that's a simple graft because that's just one graft, right? In these fruit salad trees, instead of grafting on the very base to take over the whole tree, what you do is you let that tree grow a few arms, you chop off the arms and graft different arms on.
Okay, let's do this step by step.
Yeah.
What do you start with?
So say it's a citrus one.
Oh, sorry. And I should say, can you buy these pre-grafted?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Let me be very clear here. Anyone who's listening to this podcast, including myself recording this podcast, I'm not doing it myself. Right. Like, you are not. You can. I could tell you. I could talk you through how to do it. Realistically, you're not going to do it.
Do you know, that's so funny. Someone on Instagram, when you said we were thinking about doing this topic, do you have any questions? Someone said, can you do it yourself? And I'm like, gosh, that's a strange question to ask because, like, obviously we can all grow stuff ourselves, but what do they mean?
Can
now,
you graft it
now
on yourself?
I know is can you graft yourself? And which, so, like, people can, but, like, maybe you shouldn't. Yeah.
You totally can, but, like, are you going to have success with it is the first thing because they have to take, you know, like you've – you have to, it has to be successful, which it's often not. Secondly, the other complicating factor is you need, say you want to grow, you know, a certain type of mandarin or a blood orange onto your lemon tree. You have to actually get a cutting of the blood orange to then graft it on.
Yes.
So aside from going to the nursery and doing an illegal snip job, like you have to, you have to be able to get the other variety somewhere. Yeah. So that's also a bit of a barrier for some people.
And so when people are doing it, do they graft them all on in one go, or do they do, so you got your lemon tree and then you graft on your blood orange branch and then next season you graft on your lime? Like is it broken up like that, or do they just do it all in one go?
I think home gardeners will often just keep adding to the mix every year, and this is how they end up with like an apple tree that's got 200 varieties. Like every time they have access, they'll add something to it. I'm certain when you go online and buy a fruit salad tree or you go to a nursery and buy it, they've grafted them all same day.
Yeah, okay.
So that's the other thing is, can do it yourself. You're not going to, but, you know, you can kid yourself. I would buy it online or go to a nursery and they sometimes will have stock, but also nurseries can often order in specific plants for you. Because remember also with a fruit salad tree, like if you've got your heart set on, you know, a certain combination – like the nursery is not going to necessarily have the exact combination you want.
Yes.
Because as much as we say peach, plum, nectarine, apricot, I mean, do you want a blood plum? Do you want like a clingstone peach? You know, do you want a white peach, a yellow peach? Like there's, and even within the colors, there's so many varieties. So you can imagine the combinations that we could end up with on this tree are almost infinite with all the different varieties.
This is so exciting.
You can go on websites, like there are businesses that they just do this whole job and then you put in
what you want,
and then they can like either combo it or they can make it for you.
This is because like what a space saver.
Well, that's where it becomes very, very, very appealing. Yeah.
Particularly for suburban gardeners, you might not have room for a lemon, a lime, an orange, but you could have them all on one tree.
Exactly. The other thing with apples especially, and some stone fruit, actually most stone fruit, is you need the cross-pollinators. So if you wanted to have an apple tree, unless someone else in the area has an apple tree that's a cross-pollinator, you're actually not going to get apples with only one apple tree. But then two apple trees seems a lot. But with this, you could have each arm.
So you can graft on the cross-pollinators.
The cross-pollinators. So the one tree will pollinate itself.
My mind is blown.
It's pretty impressive. In theory, it's amazing. I will go into why I'm not exactly sold on it, but have we talked about the pro? Like, shall I go into the pros and the cons?
Yeah. I mean, are there more pros?
I think for a small scale gardener, this is amazing stuff because you're not going to have four of the citruses, and especially with the cross pollination aspect, like that is amazing. game changer. The other benefits are they are grafted on the really strong root base, and the root has been specifically chosen for its vigor. So compared to a lemon tree that's just a standard lemon tree, one that you could grow yourself from seed, these grafted trees will have a stronger root base.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, though, a lot of the trees you're going to buy in nurseries will be grafted anyway, so you're probably already getting that root stock benefit. But compared to the age-old planter tree from seed, that root base is beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
The negatives, and there's a few of them. The first is it's expensive. Like, they're not cheap to buy. I don't think they're expensive as in when you know how much work goes into them and the options that they create for you, they're not expensive. But more what I mean is, say you get one that's got four arms on it, you could probably buy three single plants for that.
Yeah, okay.
So for someone like you, Tess, who has a small garden, you might, like, there's financial benefits in having the efficiency. But for me, with a bit of space, I could just buy a lemon, a lime, and an orange tree.
Because you have room for
Because I have room for about the same price, and then I'm going to have three times the amount of fruit.
Yep.
So unless you have a space need for a fruit salad tree, like, I won't ever buy one. Why would I buy one? Right? I actually do have one. That's a separate topic though. But So I think unless you need the space saving, don't.
Mm-hmm.
Financially, you're going to end up about the same and you're going to get a bigger harvest. The next problem with them is often one of the arms will become the dominant arm.
Okay.
So a lemon tree is actually quite a vigorous plant compared to, say, a lime or a grapefruit, right? So often the lemon tree arm will kind of overtake. And then that's going to kind of crowd out the other arms.
Mm.
So you might spend a lot of money on this fruit salad tree, but in 5 years' time, it might effectively be a lemon tree.
Right. Okay.
Because say you've got, you know, 90% of the tree is now the lemon arm, then, you know, you might not be getting a grapefruit or a lime off the other parts of it. The way to combat that is you've got to be really experienced at pruning it. And you're going to have to go hard on the lemon arm to keep arm under control and really prune it so that all six are flourishing. Say it's got six, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most beginner gardeners aren't going to be able to do that.
Yeah, true.
I'm not even certain I can do that. To get six arms equally flourishing,
yeah,
that takes a lot of work. So my suspicion would be that a lot of people buy these and over time they turn into a lemon.
Or whatever the dominant arm.
Whatever the dominant, which in citrus I'm going to guess is the lemon. So now you've just spent a lot of money to end up getting expensive lemon tree.
Yeah.
May as well just bought a lemon tree. So that's, I think, maybe one of the biggest issues I have with it, especially for kind of our audience, the beginner gardeners. There'll definitely be some super keen gardeners who live in a city that, like, craft this thing within an inch of its life and have it spectacular. But that takes a lot of skill, especially for something like citrus. Another pro is they kind of advertise these fruit salad trees as being great for pots, right? So you have your inner city garden. They can be grafted on dwarfing rootstock, so they're good for pots.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Love the idea. How cool is that? You got to pot with six
different citruses on it. Yeah,
exactly. Again, my fear in reality is a citrus in a pot, you're not going to get a lot of fruit off it.
Yeah.
You might get three or four. You got six arms on this thing, you know, like, what are you going to get? One lemon, one lime, one grapefruit, one orange a year. Like, so when you think about trying to keep it small, even a dwarf fruit tree that's planted in the ground, you've got a dwarf tree, so you're not going to get that much off it. And then you're dividing that between six. This seems a bit more of a...
Yeah, it really reduces your yield.
Yeah. So, you know, if being able to say, I grew a lime or I grew a blood orange and I grew this is really exciting for you, like you want to have that variety. But I think at the end of the day, when it comes to a harvest, it's going to be pretty negligible
yeah.
in your daily life. So I would I hate to be boring, but if you're a beginner or you've got a small space, I would say one lemon tree grown well is going to be possibly better for you than, you know, getting a couple of this and a couple of that in a year and not really growing much.
Mm.
Is that boring?
Look, you're nothing if not a realist, so...
I'll use that quote again. I do think that if you live in a small space and you're excited by this, I would recommend just go for a two-arm.
Yeah, okay. Easier to manage.
It's going to be significantly cheaper. It's going to be easier to manage. Trying to get two arms thriving, even managing two arms, if one of them is a dominant like a lemon, is going to be a challenge in and of itself. So maybe just hold your horses on this kind of six approach and just do a two. A two-arm, especially with something like a lemon and a lime or two different types of apples, they'll be really common. Like you could walk into most nurseries and just walk out with one.
Yeah,
no problems. These kind of more fancy ones that fall into like a true fruit salad tree, six grafters, they're going to be, you know, a bit more pricey, a bit more specialized, might need to order online. So I don't hate the principle of the multi-grafts. I just think start small. And if you do one and it's going really well for you and, you know, then, yeah, like maybe branch out. But I don't want a beginner buying a fruit salad tree and thinking that it's going to be amazing.
Mm.
Disease and prevention was another thing that someone asked us. Mm. Yeah. It's the same as any
other. So do you have to think about disease for both varieties or for each variety that you've got on the plant? Okay.
Yes. And for stone fruit particularly, there is a lot of things that attack apricots that don't attack something else, a lot of funguses, that kind of thing. So you could potentially end up with, look, maybe this is like a diversification approach, because if your apricot arm gets the XYZ apricot problem, well, then your peach arm's going to be fine and then you might still get peaches. So maybe this is actually a wise decision, but you could end up with a tree that's got four different diseases on it and you try to treat all of them, which sounds remarkably unfun.
So in terms of maintenance, where you plant it, et cetera, do you just need to be thinking about it from the perspective of each different species that you have on the plant?
Mm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, most fruit trees are going to be full sun.
Full sun, lots of water.
Lots of water. If you're in the colder areas, you know, stone fruit and apples are going to be really good for you. If you're warmer, citrus is going to be good for you. But then at the same time, you know, there's some citrus that's really good in the colder weather and then some citrus that we can't grow down here in Melbourne because it's, we're in Victoria, it's too cold. So you also don't want to, I would like to think that nurseries, et cetera, aren't irresponsibly grafting, but I mean, you could end up with a tree.
Well, that's something to think about if you're buying it online.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like you could end up with a tree that's grafted with things that just can't all thrive in the same weather. Something like an apple, I feel confident that all the apple arms are going to be just as happy in your Victorian gardeners, anything. Yeah. But the citrus especially, I would just make sure it's on a rootstock that's suitable, because there's definitely different citrus rootstocks for cold and for warmer temperatures. Mm-hmm. Make sure the rootstock is right and make sure the combination on that tree suits your
climate.
Your climate.
Yeah.
And if that tree's got six varieties on it, you need to know that all six of them are suited for your climate.
Ooh.
But the apple and the stone fruit one's probably safe.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So the big question, is the juice worth the squeeze? This is where we look at the effort-reward ratio of today's topic. The categories are superstar, high effort, high reward. Completing this will make you feel like an absolute rock star. Best on ground, low effort, high reward. Quick wins and fill-ins, low effort, low reward. And finally, the wooden spoon, high effort, but not much reward. So what are you thinking for squeezy juice? I mean, I think I know. I can tell. But tell us, what are you thinking for squeezy juice matrix for the fruit salad trees?
I'm going to give a very boring answer, which is for someone like me with a bit of space, wooden spoon.
Mm.
Someone like you with less space, I can see it being more on the high reward side.
More on the higher reward side, perhaps. Like, it does seem like they're harder to grow and maintain than your regular tree. So
yeah.
I might be inclined just to say, I'm just going to stick with my lemon.
Mm. Yep.
And if I have to buy the occasional lime, then
go for it.
Yeah, such is life.
Mm. I think if you've got a really small garden and you are desperate to feel like you've got some variety, then it goes into superstar status. It is going to be high effort, but it will be high reward. I think for most of us, it's a wooden spoon.
Mm.
Sad. Megan, I hope that answers your question. And I hope I haven't broken your heart.
If anyone does feel differently about their fruit salad trees, please tell us.
Please tell us.
Rooting For You is hosted by Elise and Tess. You can find us on Instagram @rootingforyoupod or email rootingforyou@elisealexandra.com.